శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. వీఆర్ డూయింగ్ విష్ణు సహస్రనామమి టెల్ ఋషి దేవత ఛంద సంస్థ అస్య శ్రీ విష్ణు దివ్య సహస్రనామ స్తోత్రం. శ్రీ వేదవ్యాసో భగవాన్ ఋషి అనుష్టుప్ ఛందః శ్రీ మహావిష్ణు పరమాత్మ శ్రీమన్నారాయణో దేవత శ్రీ లక్ష్మీనారాయణ ప్రసాద సిద్ధ్యర్థే జపే వినియోగ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం శ్రీ విశ్వాయ నమః. విశ్వం విష్ణుర్వషట్కారో భూతభవ్య భవత్ప్రభు భూతకృత్ భూతభుద్భావో భూతాత్మా భూతభావనః భూతాత్మా పరమాత్మా చ ముక్తానాం పరమాగతి అవ్యపురుష సాక్షి క్షేత్రమోక్షయేవ చ యోగో యోగ విదాంనేత ప్రధాన పురుషేశ్వరః నారసింహో పుష్యమాన్ కేశవపురుషోత్తమః సర్వశర్వశివస్థానుర్భూతాదిర్నిధిరవ్యః సంభవో భావనో భర్తా ప్రభో ప్రభురేశ్వరః స్వయంభూ శంభురాదిత్యో పుష్కరాక్షో మహాస్వనః అనాదినిధనో ధాత విధాత ధాతురుత్తమః అప్రమేయో హృషీకేశః పద్మనాభో అమరప్రభు విశ్వకర్మా మనుస్త్వష్ట స్థవిష్టస్థవిరోద్రువః అగ్రాహ్యశాశ్వతకృష్ణో లోహితాక్షప్రదర్ధనః ప్రభూతస్త్రికపుబ్ధామ పవిత్రం మంగళం పరం. వీ హ్యావ్ డన్ ఫర్ ప్రభూత. So the next word is actually Trikakubdhama, and the Prabhuta, actually we were almost covered a lot of meanings, and I just want to recap the last we kind of closed up in a rush. So this Prabhuta, different ways of splitting it, and one of the ways it is like Prabhuta prakrushtani bhutani akashadini. So like panchabhutas, పృథివీ ఆపస్తేజ వాయుర్ ఆకాశ, ఆల్ దిస్ కేమ్ ఫ్రమ్ పరమాత్మ. దట్స్ వై ప్రభూత ప్రకృష్టాని భూతాని ఆకాశాని యస్మాత్. సో ఆత్మన ఆకాశ సంభూత, దిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ శృతి వాక్యాస్. సో ఫ్రమ్ పరమాత్మ, ఆత్మ మీన్స్ ఫ్రమ్ పరమాత్మ ఆకాశ, అండ్ అదర్ భూతాస్ కేమ్. సో దట్ ప్రభూత ఈజ్ యాక్చువల్లీ పంచభూత నియామక భగవత్ స్వరూప. సో దట్స్ వాట్ యునో ఇట్స్ యాక్చువల్లీ it's interesting that the one of the Hindi write-ups that we took, the discussions there is actually about bhuta word, about that bhuta prakrutehe mokshaha. So there bhutanam jivanam or bhuta means panchabhuta, what, how it should be taken, is a very interesting discussion. So but this bhuta word is an interesting word. Bhuta means used in various senses. For example, if we use a past tense భూతకాల, హీ ఈజ్ ఏ ప్రభూత ప్రకర్ష భూతకాల నియామక. ఆల్ ది ఇన్ ద పాస్ట్ థింగ్స్ దట్ ఐ ఎగ్జిస్టెడ్ దే హ్యాపెన్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ హిమ్. సో దట్స్ ఆల్సో అనదర్ మీన్ దట్ వీ కెన్ టేక్. సో ఎవ్రీ పాసిబుల్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ భూత కెన్ బి అప్లైడ్ టు పరమాత్మ. భూత భూతకాల, భూతకాల నియామక. భూత మీన్స్ దట్ విచ్ ఆల్రెడీ ఎగ్జిస్టెడ్. భూ ధాతు భూత, దట్ విచ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెడ్ ద పాస్ట్ టెన్స్, దట్స్ వై భూతకాల ఇస్ పాస్ట్ టెన్స్. అనదర్ మీనింగ్ ఫర్ భూత ఇస్ భూతానాం చేతనానాం. All the chetanas are controlled by him. So he's prabhuta, prakarsha bhuta niyamaka, chetana niyamaka. Or bhuta, panchabhutas. And bhuta also means anything that exists. Basically everything that exists. That is also another meaning for bhuta. It can be an inert object or a living object. Everything is bhuta. So it's prakarsha bhuta niyamaka. That is, another meaning. So these are bhutani chetana achetanaatmakani sarvani vastuni prakrushtani yena saha. So chetana achetana, inert and living objects, everything is from paramatma. So he is, that's why he is prabhuta. And also he is prabhuta, another thing is prakrushtaha bhutaha bhutimantaha. Bhu means in aishwarya. Now paramatma is himself is bhuta because he is వ్యాకృతి వీటే హీస్ ఐశ్వర్యమాన్, దట్స్ వై హీస్ భూత. సో పరమాత్మ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఆల్సో లిమిటెడ్ వే భూత, దట్ మీన్స్ ఐశ్వర్యవాన్స్, దోస్ పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ హ్యావింగ్ ది ఐశ్వర్య ఆఫ్ ది ముక్తి, మోక్ష ఐశ్వర్య, దే ఆర్ భూతాస్, దట్ మీన్స్ లిబరేటెడ్ వాన్స్, ముక్తాత్మాస్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో కాల్డ్ భూతాస్. సో దే ప్రకృష్టత్వ పరమాత్మ వన్ who gave prakrushtatva to the bhutas, mukta jivas, that's why he is prabhuta. Or he is prakrushta and he controls the bhutas, mukta jivas, liberated souls. That's why he is prabhuta. And also bhuta means aishwarya. What kind of aishwarya? Samarthya. So Brahma, the samasta devatas, they are bhutas, means they are aishwaryavan. Not Vaksha Aishwarya, but in Amukta Prapancha itself, they are highly yes. So that Brahmadi Aishwaryavan, Samartha Brahmadi Devatas, they one who controls them, Prakashina Bhutani Niyamati. So that's why he is Prabhuta. So that is another meaning that we can take. Prabhavaha Loke Samarthaha Brahmadaya. उताह अत्यंत अधीनतया संबद्धाः यस्मिन् सः प्रभूतः. So it's like a vigraha vakya. What it's saying is prabhavah, prabhu. Prabhu means capable person. So prabhuta, prabhu, uta. That way if we take prabhu prabhavah loke samarthah, prabhu sambhu, shambhu plural shambhavah, Prabhu plural prabhavah, like prabhavah, samarthah, brahmadi devatah. Those devatas utah, atyanta adhinataya sambaddhah. They are completely under the control of Paramatma. That's why he is prabhuta. So another meaning. So after all this, there's a interesting question that is given, like you know, for some of the sastranama. There is what is called a vishaya charcha. And people ask a question. So one of the questions they raised is, you know, like, you know, there is a Shruti Vakya, Neha Nanasti Kinchana. In this Shruti Vakya, the Advaitins, they interpret it saying, Iha Nana Na Asti, Kinchana Nana Asti. They interpret it in two ways. One is nothing exists, so everything is mithya in one way. Another one is Nirguna Brahma. Na iha nana nasti. There are no dharmas. Paramatma or Brahman does not have any attributes. Nirgunatva is there. That Nirgunatva is done pratipadanayanda. So I think what I suggest, like, you know, is there some disturbance? This whoever like they can mute, because the default I unmuted, so you can probably mute so that the disturbance can be minimal. And later. So this question is Neha Nanasti Kinchana. This Vakya says that you're saying Prabhuta, he's Sarvaguna Purna. Prabhuta, one of the meaning that we have one is he is Sarvaguna Sampurna. But Neha Nanasti Kinchana means there are no gunas of Paramatma. This is what Advaita says. So Paramatma does not have any qualities, any dharmas. So then your Prabhuta meaning becomes meaningless, is it not? So this is a question that is raised. For that, the answer is both the interpretations. One is to establish the mithyatva of Jagat. Neha Nanasti Kinchana is used. No, that is not the right interpretation. And also Paramatma's Nirgunatva, for that, see, he does not have any gunas, dharmas. But that is Iha Nana Nasti. There are no dharmas or attributes for Paramatma. That is another meaning. So both the meanings are incorrect. So the correct interpretation is Neha Nanasti Kinchana means there is no difference between one quality of Paramatma and another quality of Paramatma. You know, here actually one interesting discussion is good. You know, like you might have heard a lot of people ask questions. You say God is all powerful. So can he create a stone that he cannot lift? Can God create a stone that he cannot lift? Can God commit suicide? So this kind of impulse. So there are certain things which God cannot do. So you say God can do anything, but there are certain things that God cannot do. So your God has limitations. So this is an objection raised by anti-God forces. Like, you know, basically it can be atheists, or it can be theists also who do not believe, you know, like, you know, who are like a kind of a Spinoza's God, or that kind of people, they ask these questions. So how can you say all-powerful God? The all-powerful God is a myth. It cannot be true. So this is an objection that is raised. So how do we answer that objection? Because here what is happening is God, his ability, he can create anything. That is one his ultimate ability. Then he can lift anything. That is another ability. Like that, any he can pervade everything. There's another ability. Like that, he has infinite abilities and infinite qualities. And we cannot, because it's infinite. What happens is, among his infinite abilities, he has another infinite ability which makes him capable of his one, because there's no difference. Nehana nasti kinchana. There's no difference between his in infiniteness, everything converges. All his infinite abilities are just one. Vandu gunadula ananta gunagalina. Jagannath Das says that the same thing. That means in his one infinite quality, every infinite quality is there. So this is what is conveyed by Nehana nasti kinchana. That means between his one ability and another ability, there's no difference. What does it mean? That means Paramatma has another ability, which actually, by which he can prevent his one ability conflicting with another ability, because they are all swatantra. His swatantratva guna, it makes him capable of his one ability not conflicting with another ability. So he can create anything. His infinite creation ability cannot conflict with his infinite lifting ability. So what we are, the people who are asking the questions, they are saying, hey, God, you are saying infinite in everything. So I want to pit his one ability against his another ability, pit his own infinite capabilities. So that is incorrect, because God has another ability which makes him one ability not conflict with another ability. So he will not make his infinite creation capability conflict with infinite lifting capability. Because if he can create that stone, he cannot lift. That means he's not able to lift. If he cannot lift, means if he lifts everything, means he cannot create. So the two abilities of God cannot be put against each other. Same way committing suicide means he is eternal. So his eternality, can it be affected by himself? Means it is his eternal existence capability has to be condemned or curtailed by him, which is impossible, because he has the ability to prevent his existence capability not conflict with his termination capability. So same way, any question that is raised, those questions are, why invalid means they are going against the very basic principle, that is nehana anasti kinchana. There is no difference between his one ability and another ability. No difference between his gunas, no difference between his avayavas, one avayava against one, his hand, leg. He can see with his hand, he can walk with his eye. You know, like for him, he can do anything, you know, like all inconceivable things, he can do it. Whatever we cannot conceive, he can do it. So his nehana anasti kinchana, that's what it means. His ultimate non-difference between his capabilities, his gunas, his him. So all that is conveyed by that word. So it does not mean nirguna brahma, because attributelessness is another attribute. Talking about an attributeless brahman is a meaningless statement, because attributeless is an attribute by itself. So nirguna brahma in advaitic sense is meaningless. Mithyatva in advaitic sense is meaningless. Both are meaningless concepts. So that's why that nehana nasti kinchana is there. So with that, I'll conclude that word and we'll go to the next word. But in a questions, you can ask for any, you know, this one, all the next one, because the next word is trikakuddhama. Lot of times people get a doubt, is it trikakuddhama or trikakuddhama? It is b or d. So both pathas are there, both are acceptable forms only, but the one that is most popular is trikakuddhama. Trikakuddhama is actually more popular, but Trikakuddhama is not invalid. That is also there. And interestingly, actually, I don't have the book here, but maybe like now we told that I will talk about Brihati Sahasra and Vishnu Sahasranama combination. Probably that I will do maybe after a couple of months. But just to mention in that, it refers to both approaches, actually, both ways. So both are valid names only, Trikakuddhama and Trikakuddhama. And the word three, you know, like three means three, actually in English, three, the same three. And Kakup and Kakud, the meanings are, I mean, the root meanings are slightly different. Kakup actually refers to sthana or dikku or direction and all that. So basically the most popular meaning is direction. And you know, like you might have heard Venkateshwara Prabhata, there is you know, in the Suprabhata 11th verse, it says yosha ganena varadadni vimathyamane ghoshalayeshu dadimanthana tivra ghoshaha roshat kalim vidhate kakubhascha kumbaha seshadri shekhara vibhavata suprabhatam. Now basically it's, I mean, Suprabhata, basically if we don't take the philosophy part of it, but you know, musical tinge is there and general praising Paramatma, if you take that aspect, the word, especially we are interested in the word kakup, there it describes that, like, you know, when the in, you know, the Krishna's Vraja Gokula, the women are churning, and when they were churning, a lot of them are churning, and the vessels, the pots and the churning rods, they're all making a lot of noise. And the poet describes that kakubhascha kum, this kakup shabda, plural is kakubhaha. Kakubhascha kumbhaha, kumbha means parts. So roshat kalim vidhate kakubhascha kumbhaha. Kali means here actually not kalipurusha or anything. Kali means actually fighting, or you know, fighting against each other. It looked as if the directions are fighting against the parts, or the parts and the directions are fighting with each other and making noises. A poetic way of describing. So basically we are doing kakubhaha is directions. So trikakup dhama, if you take the trikakup dhama, Paramatma, the anvaya, I mean, lot of ways we can see the meaning. We'll see a couple of them today because not much of time, but we continue the next class. And swarupatmaka ananda, he gives, so he basically, tisraha, kakubhaha, vaikunthadayaha, lokaha, yasya iti trikakup. So trikakup dhama, kakup means kakubhaha, I said his direction is one thing. Another thing is kakubhaha, in the directions, what are the things? The lokas are there in all directions, right? So the lokas are also referred, kakubhaha means lokas, are the words. Here the three words that are referred are, like, as you know, the Paramatma, Tridhama, we call him Tridhama, so Kakubdhama, Tridhama and Kakubdhama, Tisraha, Kakubha, Vaikuntha, Dayaha, Lokaha. And Vaikuntha, Svetadvipanantasana, those are the three Paramatma, he is there in those lokas, with those names it's also he is present, and with Tejaswarupa he is present there, and Mukta Jivas go there, and again in Vaikuntha, Mukta Vaikuntha, all those are there. But basically, Trikakup Dhamma, another interesting way, you can take it as a one word, Trikakup Dhamma, or Trikakup as one word, and Dhamma is another word, that is also another way of doing. But the one that is referred in Bhruti Sahasra is as a combined word. In a combined word, when you take also, you give the artha as for Trikakup and Dhamma. Dhamma means Nivasasthana, or Dhamma means residence, receptacle. He is Dhamma, he is a receptacle for everything, or he is receptacle for the Tejas, Tejaswarupi. That's why he is Dhamma. Dhamma means also Tejaswarupi, or residence for everything, receptacle for everything, Nivasasthana for everything. He is a residence for everything, everything resides in him. Trikakup means one who is Niyamaka, and also known by three lokas and their Niyamaka Swarupas, Bhagavan. So this is actually a lot of vakyas are there. Actually, we'll take a couple of vakyas today. These are referred in different places. How Paramatma, Anantasana, Vaikuntha, Narayana Purani, tu, Trini Dhamani Vai Vishnoho, Brahmanda Purana, quote Acharya gives in the Bhagavata Tatpara Nirnaya, in the second Skanda, 6th Adhyaya, 19th Sloka, when he is saying that, giving the commentary for that, he says, Paramatma, he is Anantasana and Vaikuntha, and Shvetadvipa is sometimes called Narayanapura. Narayanapura and Shvetadvipa are Samanarthaka, you know, another name. So these are the three dhamas of Paramatma Vishnu. Anantasana, Vaikuntha, Narayanapura anitu, Bahu Lakshochiteshveshu, Sa Vasat Yamruto Harihi. Matsya Purana also says that, and that's also mentioned in Bhagavatamrita in the same place. So basically, Trikakup Dhamma is most popular. You know, we'll see the all other meanings also, but one of the most popular meanings is, this is the most popular meaning, he is the Niyamaka, and he is also maintains these three lokas, is present in these three lokas as a Tejas Swarupi, pervading them, and those Swarupatmaka Ananda, of course Paramatma is already, always is infinite bliss, and for the Mukta Jivas, their Swarupa Ananda Avirbhava, Paramatma makes them have it, manifest, come out, but basically it's not that he is giving any, because Jivas are all Anadi and Ananta, he makes the bliss of the Mukta Jivas manifest to their fools, their respective fools, whatever their capability, yogyatas is there. Accordingly, the bliss is made to manifest, and Paramatma in these three lokas, with those three names, is present in those lokas and makes the Mukta Jivas enjoy their infinite, their respective blisses. And Paramatma with infinite bliss, he pervades those lokas and does the niyamana of those lokas. So here